Baltimore has a blight problem. In some places, whole blocks of abandoned vacant buildings sit boarded up in various states of disrepair. Well, some activists in Baltimore are taking a stand against absentee property owners. NPR's Christopher Connolly met up with some of them.
The Johnston Square neighborhood of East Baltimore used to be a thriving working-class community, but that was a long time ago. Richard Dean has lived here his whole life.
I don't see the children like playing games like we used to play, like the girls playing jacks and skipping jump rope, things of that nature. And you can look, you don't see that. And to me, that's sad.
Most of the once tiny row houses on the block sit empty, boarded up, cornices cracking, brick walls warped from water damage. Since its peak in 1950, Baltimore's lost a third of its residents, which left a lot of neighborhoods that look like this one. In some cases, the owners died and no one claimed their homes, but the majority are owned by the city and a host of absentee landlords.
You're talking about probably five or more decades of really bad housing policy, and I think that's where it all stems from.
Carol Ott is a one-woman anti-blight campaign. She runs a website called Baltimore Slumlord Watch. On a typical day, she walks around blocks like this, taking pictures and cataloging the vacant homes. There are so many that everyone just calls them vacants.
Oh, wow. Look at the wall. Do you see that? That house is about to come down.
Then she digs into public records to find out who owns the buildings and posts that info online. Ott set up the site 5 years ago to deal with a blighted shopping center in her own neighborhood. The idea was to shame the building's owner into fixing it, and it worked. Now she does this work full-time, cataloging buildings and helping residents navigate city services or get the info they need to sue building owners.
People just want help. They want to feel like they're no longer being ignored. They want to feel like their concerns matter.
The city says there are about 16,000 vacants in the city, but Ott believes that number is much higher. Either way, it's a widespread problem for the city. But for some, it's a canvas. Two blocks away, a pair of street artists in their early 20s are prepping the wall of another vacant for a mural installation.
You want to start middle and go, or you want to start on the left, on the right, and go on the other?
The mural's creator is called Nether. I'm using his street name because what he does is illegal. They roll out the first paper panel of the mural and start brushing on wheat paste. Half of a man's face goes up 6 feet tall.
Here, one sec. Let me get this better.
Five more panels go up and the rest of the face emerges, youthful, innocent. In the foreground, an image of the wall the mural adorns and a house of cards, a metaphor for the neighborhood's fragility.
Like, it might sound cheesy, but I thought it was cool. It's like house of cards, and it's like the saying, like, you only need one card to knock the house down.
The mural project was hatched after Nether realized he was posting his art on some of the same buildings Carol Ott cataloged. The mural is finished off with a QR code, so when you snap a picture with a smartphone, it takes you to Carol Ott's Slumlord Watch website to find out who owns the building and the politicians who represent the neighborhood. Bernard Cook walked over to check out the mural.
I think it's fine. Beautify the neighborhood. Like I said, make the slumlords try to beautify their homes and everything. Yeah, that's pretty good.
There will be 16 murals like this one around the city by the end of summer, each by a different artist, fusing public art and public shaming to try to make a difference. Christopher Connolly, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues right after this.